This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, Jay's Analysis. Today is an important day because we have Bilderberg. Bilderberg is going on. Of course, it's secret. Secret for many years in the sense that people kind of knew it existed, and it was one of these big international steering committee types of meetings with corporate elite, a lot of the heads of media, a lot of people from the Trilateral Commission, from the CFR, and they would meet at Bilderberg, but the press would typically not report this. I mean, you would think that the most powerful people in the world, the wealthiest CEOs, getting together and discussing global policy would be something worthy of media attention, and yet we would only find typically kind of occasional stories here and there. Maybe in the European press, there might be a story here or there, but nobody really talked about it because, of course, there was quite a bit of clampdown, and it was intentionally not discussed. But to find out the real origins of Bilderberg, of course, there's quite a few books out there now, but most famously, which you guys have heard me talk about many times in the fourth hour, is David Rockefeller's own memoirs. And to really understand the purpose of these institutions, steering committees, NGOs, think tanks, et cetera, they all kind of fall under the banner of this global elite plan. It helps to go to the man himself, David Rockefeller. Now, the Council of Foreign Relations itself was set up as one of these kind of steering committees in 1921 at the behest of the Rockefellers. And it was intended to be an entity that would help steer global policy modeled on what Dr. Carol Quigley talks about in his books on Chatham House, on the Royal Institute for International Affairs, on Pratt House and so forth. All of these things are kind of models of what they call roundtable groups. And the roundtable groups are, again, a strategy, a type of governance coming out of the British Empire. In the waning of the British Empire, you have the rise of the American Empire to replace it. And no figure, I don't, in my view, is more important than David Rockefeller. I mean, I think he's really the pivot man here. Obviously, other families are important. Obviously, the joining of the Rothschild and Rockefeller fortunes some years ago was an important move. But in the early phases of the 20th century, it's really the Rockefeller family that dominates this whole arena. And they also extended this influence to many other meetings, which, again, David Rockefeller openly talks about in this famous chapter. Now, maybe you don't want to read this big, you know, boring 600-page, 700-page book, which is understandable, 500 pages, excuse me. But if you want to really understand what's going on, you just need to look at one chapter, and that's chapter 27, and that's what we're going to talk about first. Then we'll look at some more about Bilderberg. But the whole chapter is called Proud Internationalist, Proud Internationalist. And the idea here is that the world needs to be restructured according to what you, when you hear people talk about the New World Order, this is what's being talked about. Okay, it's not a shadowy, unknown thing. It's not some thing that people are just throwing around. Oh, I don't know what it is, but it's just this term that somebody, no, it's a very precise, very clear public thing in all of these big fat global elite texts. In chapter 27, is all about that. It's called Proud Internationalist. And it begins with a quote, and it says, "In my lifetime, the pursuits as an internationalist might best be summarized by my extraordinary day in 1995. And what he's talking about in 1995 relates to the CFR, the United Nations, and what he calls a kind of capitalist mechanism for restructuring the world. It's a new way to structure the world. And he says, now, a lot of people don't like this. A lot of people have said, hey, you're part of a communist conspiracy. And he says, it's neither capitalist nor communist. It's a new way of approaching all this. Now, he is a monopoly capitalist. But if you guys, everybody knows, right, he wrote the two editorials where he famously said that Mao's China is a great experiment, nothing wrong with it. We know that the OSS trained Mao's guerrillas, and so a lot of people at Yale, Skull and Bones, they were actually for Maoism, and they did that to restructure and change the landscape of China. And David Rockefeller has chapters in the middle of this book, by the way, about putting Chase Bank in communist China, restructuring China, his positive attitude towards China, because he felt that it could also be a eugenics-based technocratic government eventually, right? And that's, of course, where we see China going. All of the behest of these Western powers and support. Now, when we come back, we're going to get into what is internationalism on the Alex Jones.
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. We are discussing, first, ideas of the internationalist clique, the monopoly capitalist, and their greatest allies and tools, the socialist communists, and how they both share a common ideology of creating a global, single monoculture that would be the international New World Order. And for people that are skeptics, David Rockefeller has a giant chapter in his giant book on it. Again, one of the wealthiest men in the history of the country, one of the most influential, who steered the path of America, basically, through his family, through their funding, through their foundations, through the United Nations, through all of these different entities that they helped set up, including the CFR, Trilateral Commission, Institute for Pacific Relations, all of which are described at length in Dr. Carol Quigley's Strategy and Hope as well. And in this chapter, Rockefeller says that, well, a lot of people are not happy with this because they get confused and they think, well, is he a capitalist? But he supports socialism and Maoism. What's going on here? And, of course, he goes on to say that it's not really about either of those things, right? Ultimately, this is about, he says, what people call a secret cabal. They say that David Rockefeller is part of an influential conspiracy, a secret cabal to change the world into an international single global world order, and especially a single economic structure. And he says, not only do I agree with this, I stand guilty of this, and I am proud of it. And I am proud of it. Low IQ skeptics, can you read? Do you see what that says? It says, and I am proud of it. I even put right there for you, famous quote. Okay. And you see that. it's amazing the sort of doubling down delusion, right, that people get into when they just, it doesn't exist, you're crazy, conspiracy, and then it's right here on the page. Can you read? He says, the people that oppose me, he says, I would call them populists. You mean people who actually support the idea of humans and other people, right? That's what he means by populism and not being ruled by money-obsessed oligarchs. He says those are populists. He says populists, call it a conspiracy. But, you know, what's funny in a lot of these guys' writings, they say, well, it's not a conspiracy, right, which their normie minions in the media say, ha-ha, see, there's no conspiracy. He says he's not part of a conspiracy. Well, clearly it's not a conspiracy if he says he's not in one. But then he goes on to say, it's not a conspiracy because it's in the open. So that's what he says. He says, yeah, there's no secret conspiracy because it's all in the open. It's in the book. Okay, it's not a secret conspiracy if the book says publicly as a bestseller, New York Times bestseller, that, yeah, I'm here trying to control government. Okay, so again, it shouldn't be a problem. And then he says, here are some of the institutions that we help set up and fund to create this international order. The United Nations, the Rockefeller family donated the land for the United Nations, the World Trade Organization, the International Monetary Fund, and we also help get NAFTA done. And he says, anybody that opposes this, we just call them isolationists. Remember Ron Paul?
Well, I think we need all the Federal Reserve. Well,
and I'm not knocking. I like Ron Paul. It's just, you know, I got like to do impressions. Okay, don't get mad. People say, why is he impersonating Ron Paul? Somebody get him. I like Ron Paul. I'm just being goofy, okay?
Well, I think we need to honor the Fed.
Well, Ron Paul was right. And what did they call Ron Paul, right, back in 2007-8, right? He's an isolationist. He doesn't want America involved in the global economy. But no, it's because it's a scam. Okay? Do you understand that the real way the world is run is on the basis of scams? Okay, and of course, right, Ron Paul, great politician and statesman, was able to see that. He was right. And not just Ron Paul. I mean, many people, even in the public sphere, right? Previous, even Ronald Reagan at one point even talked about this, right, when he was running. He would talk about CFR. He would talk about the UN. He would talk about these kinds of things being a problem. And, well, I think everybody knows kind of what maybe happened to Ronald Reagan at one point when he talked about those things. But David Rockefeller says, yeah, all of these institutions, we are involved in this, and these are all to create, first of all, a global economic order. If we create a global economic order, then what will naturally flow from that is a single world currency, a single world technocratic order that we can then control first and foremost through the currency, through the economy. So, as everybody knows, their economic model is a debt-based fiat system. It's where central banking entities that are privately owned can print as much money as they want. And everybody that's in this, the more conservative Austrian school of economics, et cetera, people that believe that there should be sound monetary policy, what has everybody in that camp always said, right? You can't have a fiat system. This shock doctrine system will destroy the economy. And ever since the shock doctrine, what has happened? Gigantic national debt going crazy. Trillions of dollars, trillions of trillions. Print more. CUFID, what was that? Well, I did videos when the CUFID narrative first started happening. It's like, this is an economic attack. Okay, this is an attack on the economy. And then what happens? Massive centralization of wealth, putting massive amounts, right, of middle class people, small business owners, out of business. Now you got to go to Amazon, Walmart, etc. All of those corporations were intimately connected to and involved in this gigantic scam. Look at Gil Bates, right? He just happens to have the answers. He's going to sell you baby formula. He's going to sell you Beyond Meat, fake meat, because of the crises that suddenly occur. So the inflation, the money printing, and they just gaslight everybody, right? They knew good and well when they printed all of those stimulus checks and all the bonuses and all that, that we would have to pay for it. Now we're all paying for all of this quantitative easing, money printing, debt scams. And it's theft of wealth and energy over time. That's what all this is. Inflation is stealing from you over time in a gradual way. But because it's gradual, you don't notice it, right? Your honey buns go from $1.50 to $1.75 to $2 in a few years, right? By the way, you shouldn't be eating honey buns. Don't ever eat honey buns. They're disgusting. But it seems like basically all of the South, like everybody just lives on honey buns because everybody in the South is now gigantic, by the way. Stop eating garbage food. Everybody, listen, stop eating honey buns. Why are you anything? When you go in the grocery store, basically only eat things that are on the outer rim of the grocery store. That's it. Anything in the middle, do not eat that. That's lesson number one today. Don't eat anything that has Bill Gates's food crap. Don't eat anything. None of that. Okay. Bill Gates wants you eating honey buns. Don't eat honey buns. Now the honey bun companies are going to try to expose me. Anyway, so the internationalists, they want to set up this connected global order through economy first and foremost. That's what the 20th century and its wars were all about, erecting this global order. Remember, Tragedy and Hope says the two world wars of the 20th century were about erecting the League of Nations, then the United Nations, and then through the Cold War, further integration into the synthesis of Eastern Bloc communism, Western monopoly capitalism, right? Put these two together, the Hegelian synthesis, problem, reaction, solution, and what you get out of that is the nascent world order. That is what is being rolled out right now. again, do you guys understand? Everybody's now heard about Klaus. They've heard about the World Economic Forum. They've heard about Bilderberg and these groups. But do they realize that they've been meeting for years and years and years and years talking about the very things that David Rockefeller says these things were created to create? IMF, WTO, NAFTA, UN, CFR, Trilateral. Bilderberg. There's a section in here on Bilderberg, which we're going to look at in a minute. He says that what I would call these entities like the CFR and so forth, he says these are influencers. These are influencing societies. That's what they're about. So do they control everything as the people do when people counter us with their red herrings and straw men? Well, you think the Bilderberg controls everything in the world? No, no, no. Nobody ever said that. They're steering committees, policy planning committees, debate committees, and what he calls influencers. They influence the formation of American policy, he says. Don't go anywhere. This is Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Guest host Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis, just finishing up plate of hot honey buns, and I wanted to move on to the next section where we discover that David Rockefeller is a big fan, a big promoter, the origins of the Bilderberg Group. So as he moves on in page 410 of his biography, by the way, I did want to read one quote before we got to Bilderberg, where David Rockefeller says on page 324, the powers of international capital had a far-reaching plan, no less than to create a world system of financial control in private hands to dominate the political systems of every country and the economy of all the world as a whole. The secret is that they have annexed from governments, monarchies, and republics the power to create the world's money. That is from Dr. Carol Quigley, and that is page 324 of Tragedy and Hope. And that's exactly the same model and message that we're going to see over here in David Rockefeller. There was another great quote, by the way, from a lesser known book by Professor Stephen Dorrell with the Secret History of MI6. And I read that book many, many years ago. A lot of people don't know the real history of MI6, but he wrote that, this is from me quoting him, that in his book on MI6, he mentions Bilderberg. In an effort to cement Western cooperation throughout the Cold War, the first Bilderberg conference was held in May in the small Dutch town of Oosterbeek at the Hotel of Bilderberg, from which the meeting took its name. It was seen as an opportunity for shapers of opinion among elite groups in Europe to speak with one voice to their counterparts in the U.S., so again, clearly a globalist entity, who feared the differences of European integration and Eastern Europe, that this would create misunderstanding. Funding came courtesy of the Dutch government and the CIA. That is Stephen Dorrell's book, MI6, page 508. That is a mainline history of MI6. That is not a conspiracy book. I'm so tired of all the conspiracy accusations. Which, by the way, that's a legal term where if people are conspiring to do something criminal, you're charged with conspiracy. So, first of all, it's not a made-up thing. The criminal action when you're convicted of it. Number two, if you could just replace it with the word espionage, then I'm pretty sure most people would admit that espionage occurs. Okay, well, that's conspiring. And if espionage occurs, then you could just call it espionage theory. And mainline books on the history of espionage contain revealing clear sections on what Bilderberg is. Again, Stephen Dorrell, D-O-R-R-I-L-L. MI6, famous, well-known book, public academic, not a conspiracy text. David Rockefeller's memoirs, public academic history text. Well, I don't guess it's academic, it's just his autobiography. And on page 410, he moves on to say, let's talk about Bilderberg. He says, now conspiracy theorists love to talk about it. But he says, it's not a conspiracy because it's in the open. It's the open conspiracy. Where have we heard that? Oh, I just covered that last week. H.G. Wells' Open Conspiracy book. Now, is it hard to prove or to demonstrate that they have the same plan from H.G. Wells to David Rockefeller to Klaus Schwab? No, it's not hard. Number one, they're all part of the same entity, the same power structure. Royal Society, Fabian Socialists, all together the same structure. The Royal Society International Institute. Royal Society for International Affairs, Royal Institute for National Affairs, roundtable groups, Quigley, Rockefeller, talk about it in their books. Same thing, same power structure. Klaus, World Economic Forum, Klaus, formerly chairman of Bilderberg Group. Not hard to figure out. Who helped set up Klaus and Davos? Henry Kissinger, Harvard, Herman Kahn, Rand Corporation, and the CIA. again, Johnny Bedmore, Whitney Webb, they did the lengthy exposés covering all that. But it's all now well known. Now, who helped set up Bilderberg? Prince Bernhard, formerly of the SS. Okay. So, and by the way, I forgot to mention, David Rockefeller had said earlier in this chapter that a key role in help setting up the CFR was John Foster Dulles, who was involved with, and Kissinger, by the way, and sent to Operation Paperclip. Okay, so there is a Nazi element to this. A lot of people get tripped up in the different sides of this. Communist, socialist, capitalist, Nazi. No, they're all at the higher levels run by super wealthy people. And they don't really care so much about the ideologies. Now, something like Nazism is falling out of favor, right? There used to be a time period when a lot of people in the British establishment were very openly pro-Hitler. People in America were. Time Magazine had him on the cover of Time Magazine, right? So there was a time period when there were people pro-Hitler in the establishment. Then that kind of, that's not really feasible anymore. And so you get people like Julian Huxley, who wrote The Philosophy of UNESCO, part of the same cadre. We're going to have to change the terminology. Let's just rebrand this to not be depopulation and eugenics. We'll call it biometrics and health. Right, so let's rebrand it as biometrics and genetic health, right? Women's rights and health is all just rebranded variants of eugenics. And Rockefeller is very open about that. Yeah, this is, yeah, we created this entity with people like Prince Bernhard, with eugenicists who adamantly believe these views. And he said this was really together with Étienne d'Avignon. This is the origins of Bilderberg. And he talks about there being scandals. He talks about there being secret interior groups. He says even Opus Dei had a role in helping set up these things, which, of course, was a Roman Catholic CIA-connected sort of front group. All had a role in this and something he calls the Parenti Group, playing a key role in helping to set up Bilderberg. He says, but these are not menacing secret societies. He says they're just secret groups connected together with the CIA, the Vatican, and other entities to promote ultimately our internationalist order. Now, that's not me. That's not a conspiracy theorist saying that. That is page 413, where David Rockefeller talks about Opus Dei and the Vatican and the CIA all kind of collaborating and working together to help put together this International Steering Policy Debate Influence Committee. Okay, so no, Bilderberg doesn't control every event in the world. Okay, we're not schizophrenics. We're people who read books. That's it. And he says that really it's just the top corporate elite, right, of the world. So the idea is let's get together the top CEOs of the Fortune 100 / Fortune 500, and we will coordinate policies there and try to have a unified agenda for steering the world. Steering committee. Corporate collectivism. Okay, I've been writing about Bilderberg for at least 10 years in essays and podcasts and whatnot. And I was looking back at some of my old essays. I did one in 2014, 8 years ago. And there it was. I called one of my articles Corporate Communism. That may not be it. So I've written at least three big long essays over the years on Bilderberg and its history. And one of them is called Corporate Communism, because that's an accurate description. Right? It's communism for everybody else, a corporate managerial class on top of them, and then a super rich class on top of them. That's the pyramid. That's how the world really works. Okay. Don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones Show.
I want to take a minute out to address the viewers and listeners of InfoWars and to remind you that we've been vindicated and that world government and its tyrannical aim of depopulation is now out in the open. Everything you and I have done together has been historic. And we cannot continue in this fight without your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history right now, while you still can, to get the third and final coin in the Founding Member Coin Series, the Come and Take It Free Men Bear Arms Coins at 1776coin.com. In just a few days, this coin will be gone forever. and you will have the coin in your possession and know you helped InfoWars stay on air at the most critical time in our 28-year history. So I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history and to get this historic memento that keeps us on air at InfoWarsStore.com or 1776coin.com while you still can.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I want to remind everybody, I'm not suicidal. If I turn up dead, it is the Honey Bun Industrial Complex that had me liquidated. You know, I go to Walmart and I see scooters. I see armies of scooters. People that can't even walk. Boomer scooters just rolling around. And it's because people are eating things that aren't food. Honey Buns. Hashtag stop the Honey Buns. You know, I was looking through this book, and I was just reminded at how transparent all this is as I was flipping through. It's been many years since I looked at Rockefeller's memoirs. And then there's also another important book, of course, very famous. Probably most everybody's heard of it, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, which is the kind of the classic history of Bilderberg. But there's another book, too, that's really important that people should be familiar with because it really puts another angle, and it's a big puzzle piece for what we're talking about today, and that's the famous Professor Anthony Sutton's book, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, right, where he goes into the true story of the history of the wealthy industrial banking elites, including industrialists, not just bankers, but also industrialists, who really helped Bolshevism and the Soviet Union build up to be what it was, to have the Cold War. And again, to most sort of normie, left-right, political-minded people, they just cannot figure this out, right? It just blows their mind, right? It's just that, what? How could a rich... There's no rich person who would fund a communist because he's his enemy. They hate commies. There's the commies and the rich people, and they're in a fight. Who would actually believe such a naive... It's so silly. It's so naive. Who do you think funds the revolutions? Did it ever occur to you maybe that revolutions require money? Okay, and typically revolutionaries don't have a lot of money, right? I mean, like college dudes, right, on like living, mooching off of everyone else in the dorms, the real commies like, on the streets, are they usually pretty wealthy? Not really, okay? Maybe they're trust fund kids every now and then. Okay, so who's putting the money into the revolutions? Where's the money coming from? Oh, exactly. Wealthy people. Where did Karl Marx get his money? Did you know Karl Marx is like a big moocher? Literally, he's just like a mooching dude. Yeah, man, like, I stay at your place tonight? Which is that's what he did. Like, he just slept around at everybody else's house, mooched on everybody, and he had a benefactor, Engels, wealthy stock owner. Engels. David Rockefeller puts money into liberal socialist causes for many, many, many decades. This is old school. So this is geopolitics 101. You will never get anywhere in understanding how the world really works if you don't get this one. This is number one, level one. Okay, you got to beat this boss before you go to level two. If you don't get this, you're an idiot. You'll never figure anything out. Nobody can have a revolution and overthrow a government without funding. Follow the money. Okay. And all of these people write books. I actually went into the archives at my university. I found Warburg's private letters, the banker. And he has letters about this. And he says, I am so pleased that my money was well spent in the Russian Revolution. Corporate collectivism. Of course, a key figure comes into play in the 1970s, 1972. David Rockefeller devotes a whole chapter to his protege. Do you know who his protege is? Why, it's none other than Zbigniew Brzezinski. Now, I've done multiple podcasts, multiple lectures through the books of Brzezinski, but Rockefeller devotes a whole section to him in 416. Zbigniew Brzezinski was my understudy, and he's one of my greatest achievements. I concocted this man out of nothing, right? So they recruited him out of Colombia. They put him at the head of the Trilateral Commission. In fact, he mentions the key entities connected to ZBIG. He says Harvard, Columbia University, Brookings Institute, Ford Foundations. We all had a special place in our heart for ZBIG. And he says, I called up Henry and I said, Henry, where can we put ZBIG?
Well, Mr. Rockefeller, we have a steering committee that I will create just for ZBIG. It will be called the Trilateral Commission.
That's literally what happened. There's a whole chapter on it. And people call this conspiracy theory. That's a damn chapter in the book. And he says, ZBIG sat down, and in 1974 we had this talk, and Trilateral would be devoted to, quote, a new world economic order. New world economic order. New world economic order. Slow boys, did you hear that? Skeptics, normies, blue check marks, did you hear that? New world economic order. ZBIG, that's him. We
need to do this.
Right? Do you remember the ad that I was used to run for Truth Rising, and Luke Radowski confronts ZBIG, and he asks him about 9/11, and he asks him about the New World Order. Do you remember ZBIG's response at that public event?
Sit down and shut up.
Not sit down. Sit down and shut up. It starts with a Z. Right? ZBIG literally starts everything with Z.
Sit down and shut up.
Because it's all true. It's all in his books.
It's all in David Rockefeller's book. And he even says, if everybody has seen, you know, Endgame and Alex's stuff over the years, I'm sure everybody in this audience has seen it. If you haven't, go watch Endgame. It's very prophetic. You know that there's a section, I believe, where it talks about Jimmy Carter being selected. David Rockefeller has a section where he says that, yes, we chose Jimmy Carter. We thought he would be a key Bilderberg president. Jimmy Carter, right? Peanuts. Whatever. That was before my time. But he talks about Bilderberg and OPEC. And by the way, that's in Ingdahl's book, I think Full Spectrum Dominance, talks about that Bilderberg actually engineered, at the advice of Henry Kissinger, the whole 70s gas crisis. So if you want earlier precedent for the kind of inflation crisis and whatnot that we're having right now, everybody, all the boomers talk about, oh, I remember this back in the 70s. This is just like the Carter era with the gas and all that. Yeah, because it's the same people doing the same things. This is engineered. And on page 417, he talks about OPEC and he talks about that being an engineered oil thing. The oil shock, 1974, OPEC. In 1974, OPEC and the oil shock led everyone to call for a new international economic order. By the way, did you see the new World Economic Forum? I don't know if it's new, but the bug cookies. Eat the bugs. Not only are you going to eat the bugs, the maggots, literal maggots there, right? I mean, it's probably mealworms, but to me it looks like maggots, right? But the cookies? Don't those look ominous, dude? That looks like something from a freaking Grimm's fairy tale. We will ground up the mealworms and we will ground up the maggots. There will be the maggot cookies. Feed them to the plebs. Feed them to the bugs. They think of us as bugs. There's a quote in the authorized biography of the Rockefellers where Rockefeller Sr. goes to India and he says, I became convinced of the need for depopulation when I went to India, and he says, I realized that people are just bugs. That's what he says. He says that we basically set up Jimmy Carter to be an anti-Washington, anti-establishment candidate, but he was really just our guy, right? He was just kind of a cutout goober peanut man, country man, right? He has the face of, that's disgusting. He has a face of being this man of the people. So, I'm Jimmy Carter, I'm a man of the people. Well, just vote for me because peanuts, for farming and peanuts, right? And it was all a scam. I mean, he's talking about on page 417, Jimmy Carter just being this cutout country boy to make everybody think that the president's a good old boy. And then he talks about Reagan. We'll get a little bit into Bilderberg and Reagan here in a moment because there's some problems there. Dave Rockefeller admits that about Reagan, too. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. Go check out my...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years.
60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I'm just a peanut farmer.
Did you ever watch Blade Runner 2049? Do you remember the beginning when Ryan Gosling flies out to the gigantic bug farms in L.A.? All of L.A. is like a giant dystopian bug farm. Well, California, basically. L.A. is the giant hellhole. But if you remember, there's no food. And so vast swaths of land have been converted into mealworm farms. So everybody has to eat the bugs. Do you remember that? Now, a lot of people didn't really like Blade Runner 2049, but there were some interesting elements in terms of the sort of predictive programming where you have everybody eating maggots and mealworms. And David Rockefeller really just says, you know, Jimmy Carter was just kind of a created thing. He was just a Bilderberg front character. And then he says, now, you know, Ronald Reagan, when he was running, he said some things that we didn't actually like. We weren't big fans of him calling out Jimmy Carter for being in the Trilateral Commission. And he says that President Reagan felt like this was not appropriate for a society based around the idea of representation and the government by the people. This is ultimately, this is a funny quote here. He says, however, President Reagan ultimately come to understand the importance of the Trilateral Commission's value. I wonder what made him come to understand that. Could you think of any event that might have had an influence on getting him to change his mind? I mean, there might be something out there. I'll let you guys figure that one out. And then a little interesting little tidbit, which you've heard Alex cover over the years. He'll mention it here and there. How did David Rockefeller do all this? Is it just because he was a rich dude? Like, what? Just being rich? I mean, not every rich person is able to do this. Well, a lot of people don't know this about David Rockefeller. He says, these organizations all reflect my belief principle. My belief in what he calls constructive engagement. So here he is saying, all these institutions that I've listed, Trilateral, Bilderberg, CFR, blah, 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 blah. He says they're not sinister forces. They're just reflections of what I want to see in the world. He says, if you want to know how I learned to do this, it was my time as an intelligence officer during World War II. He says, I learned to use all of my effectiveness, which was dependent upon my ability to develop networks and larger networks of people with reliable information and powerful influence. Some might feel that I'm cynical and manipulative. I disagree. In fact, I built lasting friendships with all these people, which is what allowed me to create my globalist networks. He says, I have a giant Rolodex that I started in the 40s. Basically, I just have a giant Rolodex, and that's what I do, is just have all my network contacts. And I learned how to do all this from my intelligence training, espionage training. And he ends the chapter by saying, if people want to call me an internationalist ready to create a new world order, go ahead, because that is what I'm after. Interesting admissions there from pretty high up near the apex of the pyramid. Maybe not the tip top, maybe not the eye. The eye of the pyramid might be in spiritual entity, right? But, you know, sort of those little bricks up near the top, sort of underneath the eye of the pyramid, somebody like the Rockefeller. I think clearly we can see that by open admissions in the book. And again, that chapter is so important because it's about the Bilderberg Group. It's about the history of this international steering committee, which does have a lot of power because, again, remember, this is people who are all over CEOs, all over the Fortune 100, all through government, so public and private sector people. And there's a great poster that kind of illustrates a gigantic printout poster, which has people who are in the Bilderberg Group, people who are in the Trilateral Commission, people who are in the CFR and the media. And they're all part of the same groups. So I would call that racketeering and coordination, conspiring, espionage theory, if you want to call it that. I mean, didn't David Rockefeller just say that I learned all the techniques because I was trained in espionage? So you don't want to use the word conspiracy if that hurts your feelings. Just replace it with the word espionage, and that's exactly what David Rockefeller says at the end of the chapter. I was trained in spy work, and that's how I did all this. No matter where you look, the key to the control, according to Daniel Esselin, is the secrecy that Bilderberg was concerned with for many, many decades. They're not so concerned about that anymore. It's kind of well known. Everybody's heard about Bilderberg Group. They're not so concerned with this being a secret thing. They kind of pass the torch on to the Silicon Valley tech people and the DARPA people, which was four or five Bilderbergs back, right? They had made that kind of public. The key to this control is secrecy, Esselin says. The meetings of the Organization for Economic Cooperation, OECD, and Development, G8, WTO, World Economic Forum, Central Banks, European Union, EU Commission, EU Summits, EU Cabinet Meetings, are all people who attend and interact and steer through Bilderberg. Esselin goes on to say that if you want to understand their modus operandi or their ideology, it is really a covert way, something akin to a kind of Fabian socialist model, he says, which can include people who are not socialists, who are not Fabians, who are not fascists or whatever. You can have any of the views you want because it's not about those things. They're all modeled on shadow government, covert government approaches, steering committee approaches, what you might call the deep state. And the deep state is not just in America. It's an international clique. David Rockefeller's words are proud internationalists. And as we get into the chapters of the history, one of the things that occurred to me, I covered this, I think, some 6 months ago, right? If you guys remember, we did a whole fourth hour on Bilderberg and all that. And I don't need to rehearse all of that because you can go watch that. But just to remind everybody, back when Esselin's book came out, the famous Bilderberg Group, I think his book came out in 2006 or 7. He had been to Bilderberg either 2005 or 2007, one of the two. And at that point, back then, they had a few agendas that were on the list. I think I've got pulled up for me this year's agendas, which relate to sustainability, which is always one of the scam words for the green agenda. Anytime you hear sustainability, you know that's a bunch of baloney. I think, let's see, what else is on this year's? I don't have my list pulled up, but I want to take you back a few years and listen to the list back in 2006 or 7, and you tell me if you think that you've seen any of this come about. That year, Bilderberg's wish list included, number one, the creation of one international identity by empowering even further the international bodies to completely destroy national identity. There would be subversion from within. What did Klaus say? We have put all the people in the cabinets. We will put an Indian in the cabinet. We will put an Indian in the cupboard. We will put inside of you. Right? Remember all the Klaus's statements about where they're going to put people in the cabinets? We will penetrate the cabinets. Very weird innuendos there from Klaus. Well, in 2007, Bilderberg said, we will infiltrate the various national governments, which they've been doing for many, many years, but to a greater degree. Why? To create a universal set of values. What's Klaus's new book? By the way, I just got that in the mail. The grand narrative. What's the grand narrative? A new story. We need a new narrative, a new story for mankind. There we go. This year's topics. Geopolitical realignment. NATO, Russia, China, Indo-Pacific, Sino-US, Russia, of course. How to subvert, control, destroy all of the remaining entities that are not fully integrated into the NWO. Disruption of the global financial system, probably things were like Bitcoin and crypto, how to control and steer those markets into the crypto that Klaus wants. Klaus has a list of his favorite cryptos. Disinformation, which just means how they will put out disinformation and control the truth. Sustainability, which is, of course, controlling everybody through carbon scams, vaccine passports. Trade and deglobalization, not meaning that they're for that, but how to combat deglobalization. Quote, fragmentation of the democratic societies, which is what they actually said they want to do. Back again to 2007, Bilderberg, 2006-7, centralized control of people, get rid of the middle class, obtain a zero growth society. That's austerity. Control society in a chaos, control chaos to where there's a perpetual imbalance in all areas of society. Empower, greater empowerment of the United Nations. COVID brought that, this new treaty, greater empowerment of the United Nations, right? Expansion of NATO, we just saw that. One world legal system and a socialist welfare system, UBI. This was discussed in 2007 at Bilderberg, long ago. There you go, proof. Go to my website, follow me.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.